Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the seventh chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Mishnah Vav. Hamakish Bekarsulov, someone whose ankles bang together. Ubar Kuvosov, and if his knees bang together. These are considered mumin that would disqualify a Kohen from being able to perform the Avoda. Ubar Pika Vahaikel. So the next two, the Mishnah is about to explain, about Pika and an Ekel. Ezehu Ekel, what's an Ekel? Kol Shemakef Parsosav, Vein Arkuvosav, Noshkos Zolozo. Anyone who can stand with his feet together and his knees don't touch one another. Pika and a Pika, Yotze Megudolo. So a Pika is someone who has a lump extending from his thumb. Akevo Yotze Lachorav, someone whose heel extends backwards. Parsoso rachva kisha avaz, if someone has wide feet like a goose. It's boso sav morkavos zo al zo, if someone's fingers lie one on top of the other. O klutos, or if they're webbed. Ad haperek kasher, as far as the joint of the finger, it would be kosher. He could do the avoda. Lamata min haperek vechatcha kasher, and if it was beyond the joint of the finger, but he cut the webbing so that he separated them, that would also be fit to serve. Haisaba yaseris vechatcha, if he had an extra digit, a finger or a toe, and he cut it off. Im yeshba etzem pasul, if there was a bone in this extra digit that he removed, he would not be able to do the avoda. Vim lav kasher, but if it was just flesh, there was no bone, and he cut it off, then he could do the avoda. Yaser b'yadav v'raglav, if he had extra digits on his hands and feet. Sheish sheish esrim v'arba, six on each hand and each foot, so that there was a total of 24. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says such a person may do the avoda. V'chachamim poslin, but the sages say he may not. Hasholit b'shtei yadav, somebody who's ambidextrous. Rabbi posel, v'chachamim machshirin. Rabbi says that he may not do the avoda, but the sages say that he may. Hakushi, someone with black skin. Vahagihor, and somebody with red skin. Vahalovkan, and somebody with white skin. All of these unusual skin tones in Kohanim were a defect when it came to performing the Avoda. Vahakipeach, and someone who's tall and lanky. Vahananas, and a little person. Vahacheresh, and a deaf person. Vahashote, and somebody who doesn't have his entire mental capacity. Vahashikur, and a drunk person. Ubali Nagayim Taharim, and someone who has spots, they have blemishes that are not saras. They're not the Torah's nega that would make you ritually impure. Psulin ba'adam, uksherin ba'behema. All of these would invalidate a person. They would keep a Kohen from being able to perform the avoda, but they would not invalidate an animal from being offered as a sacrifice. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Shote bebehema eno min hamuvchar. He says that an animal who has some sort of mental deficiency is not a choice animal, so should not be used. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af bale dildulin psulin ba'adam uksherin bebehema. He says also, dangling flesh would invalidate a person from being able to do the avoda, but would not invalidate an animal from being used as a carbon. Let's look at a couple of Bartonuras on this long piece. Hamakish Bekarsulov, someone whose ankles bang together. Sharakuvo Sov Akumos Lachutz, his knees bend outward. Bekarsulov Lifnim, and his ankles bend inward. Vinokshim Zebaze Kishahu Mahalech, so that they bang together when he walks. Umarkish Bekarkuvo Sov, and someone whose knees bang together, Havi Ifcha, that's the other way around. Skipping a bit. Akavo Yotze Ma'achurav, if his heel extends backwards. Kagon Shishoko, Omed Be'emtza Raglo, Shechatzi HaRegel Lifnim, Vechatzi HaRegel Lachur. So you know how a foot looks, it has the leg in the back. If someone's foot is arranged in such a way that it looks like his leg is in the middle, with half the foot in front and half the foot behind, so he's like standing in the middle instead of on the back of his foot, that's a disqualification. Rechovos Kishal Avaz, if his foot is wide like that of a goose. Sheklushos hein kisha avaz, v'ein arkan yoter al rachvan. So again, you know what a foot looks like, it's longer than it is wide. But if you picture the foot of a duck or a goose, it's more round in shape. So if someone's foot isn't longer than it is wide, if it's kind of like side to side the same as it is front to back, that's a disqualification. Skipping some more. If somebody has an extra digit and he cuts it off, im yesh bo etzem psul, if he had a bone in the digit that he amputated, then he's not able to do the avoda anyway. Why? Dahol v'chadcha hari hu mechusar eiver shenimsa bo. Since he cut it off, he's now lacking an organ that he had. If it was just flesh and he cut it off, that would be okay. But once there's a bone in it, if he cuts it off, he's now missing an organ that he had. Shesh v'shesh esrim v'arba. If he has 6 digits on each hand and foot for a total of 24. Klomar, afilu hayu etzbos yadav v'etzbos roglav shavin, shebechol yad u'bechol regel yeshesh v'shesh. Even if he's evenly distributed, so he has 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. Afilu hachi chachamim poslim. Nevertheless, the chachamim would not permit him to do the avoda. V'kol shekein im hayu b'yado achas chamesh u'b'yado achas shesh. Even more so if he had 5 fingers on one hand and 6 fingers on the other hand. The havi mum tfei, because that's an even greater defect. At least when he's got 6 and 6, he's even. Here he's not even. V'halacha kechachamim, and the halacha follows the chachamim in this matter. Such a person may not do the avoda. Hasholei b'shtei yadav, Rebbe posel. If someone's ambidextrous, Rebbe says he may not do the avoda. D'savar kechishusa is yaleda be'biyamin. He feels that this is a defect in his right hand. So his right hand is as weak as his left. V'chachamim machshirin, but the sages permit it. Savrei b'riusa hi d'isleda le b'smol. They feel that it shows that he has a strong and healthy left hand, that it's as good as his right. V'halakha kechachamim, and the halakha follows the sages, an ambidextrous kohen may, in fact, perform the avoda. Skipping a bit more. V'hakipeach, someone who's tall and lanky. Aruch v'dak, he's long and thin. She'eno av l'fi arko, he's not thick enough, he's not built proportionate to his height. V'hu mechur umbeguna, so this makes him kind of like bent over and it's unattractive. V'hashikur, and a drunk. V'lo meyayin, we're not talking about from wine here. Hu dechashiv kibal mumin hamumin hayeserim ba'adam shim avad loke ve'eno v'daso mechulelas. Because here we're talking about someone who has one of these disqualifications that disqualifies a person, though not an animal. And in such a case, if a person does the avoda in such a state, then he's lashed for disobedience, but his avoda that he performed is not disqualified. Ava hashikar miyayin v'sheichar im avad chilel. But if somebody is intoxicated from wine or liquor and he does the avoda, that service is invalid. So we're not talking about him, we're talking about someone who's drunk from something other than liquor. Skipping some more, ubali nagoyim taharim, somebody who has patches, blemishes, that are not saras. They are pure nagoyim. They don't make him ritually impure. De'ib nagoyim tameim, because if they were the impure kind, lo tzarech lememar, then you wouldn't need to tell us that that kohen can't serve. Da'filu aknisa azara chayev kares, because even just entering the temple courtyard, he would be chayev kares. So of course he can't do the avoda. Now let's move on to Mishnah Zion, the last Mishnah in the chapter. Elu kasherim ba'adam. These are things that are valid, a Kohen can serve if he has these traits, these characteristics. Upsulin ba'behema. But an animal with these traits could not be sacrificed. Oso v'es b'no, a father and son. Utrefa, if it has one of the signs of a treif animal. V'yotze dofen, and if he was delivered by a cesarean section. And now there's a parenthetical note, and we'll read in the Tosas Yontav in a minute why it's parenthetical. V'shene'avda bahen avera, if an avera, meaning sodomy, was performed with him. V'shehemis es ha'adam, or if he killed a person, and again, close parentheses. Hanosei nashim ba'avera pasul ad sheyader hanaya. If somebody married women he was not permitted to marry, he's not allowed to do the avoda until he swears not to have benefit from this relationship. Havitame lemesim, and if somebody makes himself unclean for corpses, which a kohen is not allowed to do, pasul, he is not allowed to do the avoda. Ad sheyakabel alav shelo yehei metame lemesim. He's not allowed to do the avoda until he commits, he accepts upon himself that he's not going to make himself ritually impure with corpses anymore. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Oso v'es b'no, a father and son. Avubano Kohen Ovdim Avoda Biyom Echad Ubizman Echad. So a father and son who are Kohanim can both do the Avoda on the same day. Not only that, they can even do the Avoda at the same time. But when it comes to animals, a parent and a child cannot be sacrificed on the same day. Utrefa, if they have the signs of being treif, shenolad ba echad misimane treifos hamenuyim beperek elu treifos, and okriva agave hamizbeach. So if an animal has one of the signs of a treif animal that are enumerated in the Mishnah, he may not be sacrificed on the altar. V'yotzei dofen, if he was delivered by a C-section. Shikaro es imo v'hotzihu chai. So this is when the mother is cut open and the young is removed alive. B'behema psula l'hakrava. When it comes to an animal, this disqualifies it from being used as a sacrifice. D'chiyivalei ksiv, because the Torah says when he's born. Prat l'yotzei dofen, which excludes one who is taken by a C-section. U'bakohen hamakriv lo mifsil b'hachi. But when it comes to the Kohen performing the service, he would not be disqualified because of this. Hanose nashim ba'avera, if somebody marries women impermissibly. Kohen shenasa grusha v'chalala zona noder v'oved. So if he marries someone he's not allowed to marry, like a divorcee, then he can take an oath that he's going to break off this relationship, and after taking the oath, he can perform the service. Aval pisha dain lo girish mutar avod achar shenadar shelo yehenehu mimena v'hi mimenu ad sheyigaresh. So he can serve immediately after taking the oath, even though he hasn't yet divorced her, so long as he swears that he won't have any benefit from her and she can't have any benefit from him until the divorce is finalized. V'hu sheyidur al das rabim she'en lo hatara ela l'dvar mitzvah. And this is when he takes the vow with the consent of the public. And such a vow can only be undone for the sake of a mitzvah. V'leka l'michash, shema yelech etzel chacham b'yomar delatzorach dvar mitzvahu shoel shiatiru lo es nidro. And there's no concern that he's going to go to a chacham and ask to have his vow annulled for the sake of a mitzvah. D'kivan d'kaim alon, shehaba l'hatir nidro, tzorach l'farish al ma neder. Because when he goes to the Chacham to have the vow annulled, he has to explain the vow to the Chacham. Vadai ki shma Chacham demishum shehi grusha ozona de asura lo neder lo shari le nidro. So once the Chacham hears that the whole reason for the neder is that he's supposed to divorce a woman he's not allowed to be married to in the first place, for sure he's not going to absolve him of this oath to divorce someone who he shouldn't be married to. So there's no concern that he's going to not follow through. However, in the case of a Kohen who makes himself unclean by going into cemeteries and such, there he just has to commit. He has to accept upon himself not to become impure with the dead anymore. Here it's enough just that he makes a commitment. And we don't make him swear an oath as we do the one who married women impermissibly. Mishum dahasam yitzro tokafo, because there's a lot of temptation to stay married and try to get away with it. Hacha gabe tuma ein yitzro tokafo. But here, when it comes to becoming impure by corpses, there's not such a big temptation for that. Hilkach bekabala greda sagile. Therefore, accepting it upon himself alone is sufficient. And now that Tosfos Yontif, on that parenthetical note, there is that note that says that if an avera was done with him, meaning sodomy, or if he killed a person, so it's a little questionable whether or not that belongs here. Tosfos Yontif says, Lo gar sinan, we don't have this line in our Mishnah. The efshar mishim ha de brachos, and he refers us to the Gemara in Brachos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol kohen shaharig es hanefesh lo yisa es kapav. So there it says that any Kohen who kills a person is not allowed to duchen. Shenemar yedechem damim lo, and it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya which says your hands are full of blood. V'kol shekein la'avoda, and if a Kohen can't duchen, certainly he can't actually perform the service, he can't offer the sacrifices. V'hu adin l'megala arayos, and the same is true of somebody who has forbidden relationships. However, the Tosfos Yontif says what he doesn't understand is the imkain lisnei de psulim ba'adam. The only problem is that if this is in fact the case, then they should have been listed among things that do disqualify. So their absence is not explained, and he's not really quite sure what to make of that. All right, that's the end of the Mishnah and also the end of the chapter. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the Masechta with Perek Ches.